Hi, this is Eileen Perez. You're listening to the CBH podcast.
Thanks for all you shown us.
Yes. Oh, goodness. What's up, everybody? Monday, November 21st. You're listening to the CBH podcast. Welcome. I have to get right into something. I experienced something Saturday night. I have to talk about it. I am prone to superlative. I am prone to exaggeration. That's not something I'm unaware of. I have to talk about this Traviata I saw the other night. Now, I am somebody, I go to the opera a lot, right? I don't pay for tickets, and I get to go. I get to go a lot. I'm very lucky, and I'm obsessed. I'll go endlessly. I want it. I love it. I love the live show. I love the atmosphere. And for years now, it has been more and more of a struggle to experience the magic. If I could just describe what I experienced, I'm going to try not to go off the rails here, but yeah. So it's already cold. It's cold in New York. This was like, 39, 40 degrees, and I'm heading over to the theater, and it's an 8 o'clock start. They have two shows on Saturday, so the matinee pushes the evening show a half hour later than normal, or an hour later, depending on which one they're doing. Anyway, so it's an 8 o'clock start. I have a ticket waiting for me at the stage door, so I have to make a walk from my apartment here, which is, 4 or 5 blocks away, and I walk over, and I grab my ticket, and here's where the magic begins, okay? So I get my ticket, but I'm in the backstage area. I have to walk, through the... There's like this long hallway that leads to the lobby, and then you just sort of, once you've passed through this door, you sort of, you're with the crowd, you're with the paying audience. And so I make my way down this long hallway, and you end up in this little area. There's kind of some couches there, and there's a men's room, the women's room right there. And so there's kind of just people milling about, and I could already sense something. I sense something right away. I'm a firm believer that the theater has magic to begin with. And you know me, I'm not superstitious in the least, but there is an element of the live show that creates something in the air. Now, this evening, this was on full alert. I can't remember. This is a dumb word. I don't like this word, but there's no other way to describe it. There's a buzz. There was a buzz in the theater. I saw people dressed. I saw fur coats. Or fake fur coats, depending on which one you like. I saw tuxedos. I saw women looking amazing. I saw men dressed. There was a lot of... I saw people being civilized to each other. There was lots of champagne glasses. There was a rush into the theater. We have to get to our seats. The show is going to start. I gave myself about 3 minutes to get there, and so there was a rush of people moving towards the doors to get to their seats. And I made my way around house left, and I can't, I'm going to, like I said, I'm not going to exaggerate. I'm going to give you the truth. This is what I experienced. The house was almost completely full. People were back in the corners. Now, I can't remember the last time I saw people in the corners. It's been a minute. It has been a minute. The seats were all taken up. They could not wait to see this show, and I'm looking around. I'm going, what is this? I mean, that, Traviata has done a lot. It's not, it is a popular show. The title does sell. And I'm looking around and I'm going, what is this crowd? What does this represent? And it didn't take me but about 5 minutes into the show to realize what was happening. And what was happening was this, and I'm not here to kiss anybody's ass. That's not what I do. I am a huge fan of my colleagues. I love and support my colleagues, and I want to see everybody do well. But I don't sit here and gush. I'm not a gusher. The excitement to hear Nadine Sierra sing was palpable. This was a different kind of feeling in the theater. One I had not expected that night, and one that I can't remember experiencing. I can't remember the last time I experienced that kind of true magic where people couldn't wait to see how this was going to go. They couldn't wait to see how this part was going to go. Again, I'm not gushing, but at no point, and I've said this, and I said this straight to her because I ran back at the first intermission so I could talk to Nadine. And I said, you could save our business. Does it need saving? I don't know. Certainly it needs a direction, and it needs a star. And I think Nadine is going to be one of these humongous stars. Now, maybe I'm late to that party, and people have already said that. But, you know, I have seen the best, I have sung with the best, and I get it. But Nadine in La Traviata was on a different planet. A different planet. And she had a great cast with her. Luca Salsi as the Germain and Stephen Costello as the Alfredo. I mean, you know, two top-tier singers. Nadine was on a different planet that night. And I don't know if the rest of the run was like this. I have to imagine if all of those seats were taken that it had been like this. Word got out. There was at no point, at every turn... At every turn, and I don't know Traviata, there's no bass role in there. I learned it when I was a kid. I sang Baron Dufol, who makes a very brief appearance later on in the show. I did that with Angela Girgu about a billion years ago. I really don't know the show. So I can't speak intelligently to the different moments, what this one's supposed to be, what this one's supposed to be. This is what I experienced. At no point in the show, where there was an opportunity to make something special, did Nadine fail to do that. She made every moment, every turn special. And something hit me in the middle of while this was happening. All of a sudden, I was no longer experiencing a singer performing a role. That was out. I was now sucked into this world of the show. And I'm talking about the experience of being... in the theater, I could see, you know, you see everybody at the back of everyone's head and you see kind of a dim light come across their face. You can see their glasses reflect the light. You can see the maestro. The maestro is very animated. He's a taller guy. And so if he's not a taller guy, he's got a tall podium and you can see his activity. And suddenly I was brought in, you know, in this production in particular, they've taken a portion of the walls of the theater inside the Met are textured with a very Art Deco cross sections that kind of bleed in and out of each other, sort of looking like it's not tile work, but there, you can see the outline of these squares. It's also in the windows in the front. It's a very seamless. It's a very classic look in there. And the director Michael Mayer, who I think did a fantastic job with this show, did very well to sort of create a border around the proscenium where it seemingly continues, that wall texture continues, so that you're almost like focused into this little world, and he's created an incredibly beautiful world. Irregardless of all of that, I was suddenly transfixed as to the atmosphere of what was happening. I was in this space, and I knew that we were all experiencing the same thing. And I can't stress enough that all the elements collided in this 1 second to create what in my head is a perfect evening. And there's no bass in that show. I don't know it well enough. I don't know it well enough to love it like I did. And I'm not sure that I want to. I don't know. It moved me. It moved me to tears for a lot of different reasons. One, because I was pulled away from myself. I was taken out of the things that bothered me. I could no longer consider the stuff that was in my head. I couldn't, you know, there's always something in the back of my head going, well, you should probably be doing this instead. Why aren't you working on this? Who did you call that guy back? You know, all the things, the list, you know, my list of things that I'm not doing. I was pulled away from that. I was pulled away from... The chair is a little uncomfortable for my long legs. I was pulled away from the guy three rows back that was coughing pretty hard. I was pulled away from all of those things that sort of remind me that I'm sitting in a theater, all of a sudden I was transfixed. It could have been 100 years ago as far as I knew. There was no discernible reality. The reality was this show, and we were pulled into it. And while I said all of the beautiful elements collided in this one second, I have to put it on the shoulders of Nadine because I was transfixed. I was transfixed. She's of course she's beautiful to begin with. That's fine. That's number one. I don't care if somebody's beautiful or not. I can be moved by anyone. I'm not. It's not to say that has to be so, but she happens to be. So that's part one. You're already looking at something. You know, between the costumes that everyone's having and the lights, and I think this set is absolutely beautiful and incredibly lit. You're sort of like you're invited to enjoy this. You know, I found my eyes going around in a circle. You know, somebody described to me that a beautiful painting is one where the composition lends your eyes to work around the painting, and they're supposed to not stop. You're supposed to keep going in this circular fashion as you see new things, and some of the greatest paintings in the world I found did that, where my eyes just kept lending to go around, and that's exactly what this set and production does. Your eyes are constantly transfixed on the beauty of it and how it seamlessly transforms into the next scene. It was absolutely stunning. But if I could just go back, it really was Nadine's performance. This was the perfect singer at the perfect moment in the perfect role. And I'm sure there's people a lot smarter than me that can tell you all the reasons why I'm an idiot and wrong and blah, blah, blah. I'm telling you what I experienced. There was a magic in the theater last night that I haven't experienced in a very, very long time. And I'm telling you, if it's possible the other night, it's fucking possible every night. And I'm convinced that we can fill that house when we create that buzz and we have a performer who delivers. And I mean, she delivered. I cried because I felt good about our business and the business model and what's going to put people in the seats. We're having a hard time post-COVID. We're having a hard time getting people in. The formula is still being tinkered with to understand where the audience is coming or not. And that theater was full. If we were singing to crowds like that every night, this would be a flourishing business. I have serious, serious hope. My whole, it's not that I've been down on it, but I've certainly been struggling with why do I see so many empty seats? And it's not just unique here. It's everywhere. It's everywhere that you're seeing it's not a lack of interest. It's just a lack of butts in the seats. And that was proven to me the other night that there is a formula for it working. And I think the formula is the very best. The very best. We have to put the best voices up there. Whoever does it best, that's the person I want. It was a flawless performance in my humblest of opinions. And I'm not here to tell anybody what's good and bad. If you like it, it's good. You know, if you don't like it, then fine. This had everything that I wanted a show to be. It really, truly did. It was that wonderful. I'm rambling. I think you get it. That was a special night, and I was honestly moved to tears for three or four reasons. And I couldn't have got to Nadine fast enough and told her what I thought. I just, you know, this is what you're hoping for when you go to the theater. This is the kind of evening that you think, man, it doesn't get any better than this. It couldn't get any better. And Traviata's not my favorite show, but I'm telling you, after that, it was. I thought it was a perfect show. Anyway, I wanted to get that out there. I want to get the hope out there. Because it's not that my hope wanes, but certainly I consider it differently. And I personally needed the boost. And you could feel when it was done that the people in the audience just went nuts. When the curtain came down, I hadn't heard a roar in there. It sounded like a football game. It had that kind of just overwhelming just thrust of energy from the crowd. I was sorry that the performers didn't feel it, because the curtain comes down in a very dramatic fashion. It's very, very effective. But I would imagine that the performers on stage didn't feel the love from the audience, the initial just like rush of sound, which I wanted them to have, because it was out in the house. It was palpable. It was visceral. Anyway, I loved it. I wanted to say that. I wanted to get it out, because I've already talked to three or four people now and sort of just gushed. Gushed is the wrong word. But just gave my impressions from the evening and what I thought of it. And it honestly just gave me hope, real hope, that this music, this stuff that we've been doing for 400 years has an incredible value when we put the right elements together. And boy, they were together. They really, really were together the other night. And I'm not trying to sell tickets here, you know. Nobody's asked me to do this. This is me talking to my people, because I want you to know the magic exists. It's still there. We can make this our goal every night. If you have a moment to make it special, make it special. I know that if I was moved, and I've seen a lot, you know, probably I'm more jaded than most, you know, and I know how the sausage is made. So I know the moving parts of a show. I know when something goes haywire. This was everything we should shoot for in a performance. Everything. That's it. I've said enough. Monday, November 21st. I'm not going to put this out till tomorrow, so we'll just say it's Tuesday, November 22nd. Everybody, have a great Thanksgiving. I got my people coming up. I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving in New York in a restaurant, right? No mess. No turkey leftovers, which is a bummer. But, you know, I could just go get some stove top and some deli meat. But, yeah, Thanksgiving in a restaurant's nice. Let somebody else make the trouble. Naida is going great. We are moving right along. I think we're going to be in the theater going forward. So we probably, you know, move on from our rehearsal space, which is good. And that's a spectacle unto its own. I'll tell you about the horse making a giant mess on stage another time. Anyway, I love you for listening, but you knew that. Everybody have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll see you soon. All right, thanks. Bye.
I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. My heart should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled in the past, but still I fall in love so easily. I fall in love too fast. school, 'cause I've been fooled in the past, but still I fall in love too easily.